Welcome back to the Exceptional Sales Letter Podcast. This is Darren Mitchell, host of the show, and really appreciate you tuning in and listening. So if you are brand new to the show, welcome. And if you're a return listener, really appreciate you tuning in. And look, if you haven't subscribed to the show, please do so, because that'll enable us to let you know when new episodes are up and running and ready to go. And obviously, if you can take the time to rate the show, that'll also be greatly appreciated. Hey, in today's podcast, I want to talk about it should be a really quick one today, but I want to talk about a really important topic that I see a lot of sales leaders still find themselves in, and also their teams tend to find themselves in. And this is the nice warm waters of the comfort zone. Now, I must admit, I've got both hands up in the air here. I've been guilty of being in the comfort zone many, many times over my career. And at the time, it might feel nice and cozy and nice and warm, but it's not where we want to be living. In fact, what we want to be doing is living outside of the comfort zone. Now, no matter what book you read or what video you watch or what entrepreneur, sales speaker, motivational speaker that you listen to, they all will say the same thing, and that is, life is lived outside of the comfort zone, and this is where we need to be focusing more of our time. So why is it then that so many sales leaders still to this day find themselves operating nice and warmly inside the comfort zone? And how is that serving their team? Well, it's actually not. So today's podcast is all about getting ourselves out of the comfort zone and pushing ourselves through what I call a couple of terror barriers, or boundaries, if you like, that many people are afraid to go over. Mostly because of the fear of the unknown, or in some cases, some of us may have actually suffered from or still suffer from a little bit of the imposter syndrome. So God forbid if somebody finds out that I'm not as good as I'm portraying that I am, what will that mean for me, my image, my reputation, my profile, all that sort of stuff. So if we understand that life needs to be lived outside of the comfort zone, that's the starting point. Now, the interesting thing and the critical thing for us as leaders to understand here is that our team becomes a reflection of us. And John Maxwell talks a lot about a concept called the law of the lid, which essentially says that our team cannot outdevelop us, and they cannot outperform us, and they can't have a mindset that's better than us, typically, because as the leader, we set the tone, we set the example, we create the environment, and we literally take the lid off our team's potential, or we place a lid on our team's potential based on what we're thinking. So if we as a leader are living inside of our comfort zone and not taking the risks that we know we could be taking, or in fact that we know we should be taking, then what impact does that then have on our team's ability to truly unleash their innate potential? And I think you'd understand that if we are limiting ourselves and staying within our own comfort zones, then we are doing a disservice to our team by not helping them unleash their truest potential, which will have a flow-on effect, things like engagement. It'll have a flow-on effect in terms of certainly discretionary effort and performance, and ultimately results. And so how we all get measured really can come back to how we as a sales leader are acting within or outside of our comfort zone. So let's talk about this concept of comfort zone. And there's one distinction I want to make before we talk about the two zones I want to touch on today. And that is, when I'm talking about comfort zone, I'm talking about comfort zone in the sense of people are not testing themselves. They're not taking risks. They're not going beyond their boundaries. They are wanting to be risk averse and staying within a structure and staying within a framework for fear of actually making a mistake or taking a risk, not knowing what the outcome is. This is different from your zone of genius. So understand this, that many of us will get into a rhythm, get into our zone of genius, and we'll get into what we do call a comfort zone. But comfort zone is an attitude in this context, in that we're not willing to try new things. We're not willing to push the boundaries. We are still stuck in what we did 3 months ago, 6 months ago, and afraid of changing that. That's not our zone of genius. That is pure comfort, and for the sake of avoiding risk. So how do we expand our comfort zone? How do we live and act outside of our comfort zone? Well, straight outside of our comfort zone is an area called the learning zone. Now, what great sales leaders will do is they'll look at their zone of genius and they'll look for ideas where they can either get better, so they can enhance what they're doing already, or they can make incremental improvements to that. And it might well be that they bring in somebody who can give a slightly different perspective, where they can learn something new about a process or a procedure or a framework or a strategy that they're already doing, which is within their zone of genius. So there might still be a little bit of a terror barrier, because there's still this level of unknown, because we're not sure how this is going to work. But stepping out of the comfort zone from the zone of genius, understanding there might be something that they can learn, they are willing to try that. What will happen is they'll step out on faith, They don't necessarily know what the outcome's going to be, but they think about, well, what is the worst possible thing that can happen? Now, if I fall flat on my face, people are going to laugh, probably. But what have I learned? Well, I've learned that that doesn't work. So they're learning something. And the best thing they can possibly do is know that by stepping out, by stepping over the terror barrier, and by learning something new, they are setting an example. Now, it doesn't actually matter whether it works or not. The fact is that you've tried something. Now, if you then use the study of consequences, which means that everything you attempt, you look at what the consequences are of that attempt versus the consequences of not making that attempt. And it's very easy then to see, well, if I step out on faith and it works, then I've expanded my comfort zone. If I, however, I step out on faith and it doesn't work, then I've learned something. Now, I can still easily step back into my comfort zone and then try something slightly different. Doesn't mean that I'm not going to retry. It just means that I've learned something that potentially doesn't work. But here's the thing. This is what great sales leaders will do, and exceptional sales leaders. They know that they cannot continue to live within their comfort zone. Because staying there, it's almost like staying stagnant. And now there is a saying we use a lot in coaching, that is, you're either ripe and rotting, or you're green and you're growing. Now, if you're ripe, if you've quote unquote arrived and you can't learn anything new, you're literally stuck in your comfort zone. Now, think about this. Leadership, as we've already talked about in a previous podcast, is actually not about you. So by you staying in your comfort zone, you're actually inhibiting the growth potential of your team. So it's incumbent on us, it's a responsibility that we have to step out of our comfort zone, step over that initial terror barrier, and learn something new. Now, if we can learn something new, then it means that we can pass it forward to our team and help them learn something new as well. So the first step is to step out of your comfort zone and try something new, which is within still the realm of your zone of genius. It necessarily doesn't have to be something absolutely brand new. But we want to go further than that. We want to make sure that we can actually get into a zone where we continually are growing and developing, and therefore creating an environment where our team are doing exactly the same thing. So the next phase is going from the comfort zone into the learning zone. We want to then step out of the learning zone and into the growth zone. Now, the growth zone could well be that we're stepping further out from our zone of genius, and we're taking on new projects or new ideas or new activities or new strategies that we've never done before. It's something brand new. Now, this potentially has a lot of risk associated with it as well, because there's probably going to be a higher percentage that we might fail or make a mistake because it's completely unfamiliar to us. However, the only way that we can get better is through us growing as an individual and as a leader. And the only way our team can get better is by us growing and showing the way and leading the way, because that will then create the environment and the incentive for them to do exactly the same thing, cross out of their own comfort zone into their own learning zone, and then take the next step across the next terror barrier into the growth zone. Now, what an interesting thing that happens here is, the more we step out in faith, the more we try things that are new, the more we challenge the status quo, and the more we practice this, the bigger our comfort zone actually starts to grow. And if our comfort zone continues to expand and get bigger, then that only enhances the opportunity for our team's comfort zone to get bigger as well. And so we've got an environment and a culture which is based on continuous and never-ending improvement. So a question for you and your leadership today: where are you, in what areas of your sales leadership, are you operating within your comfort zone, and where you're not necessarily taking the risks or taking the chances that you know you could be, and therefore where are you potentially placing a limit or a lid on the potential of your team? So that's a really important question to ask. Am I operating within my comfort zone? How can I get out of my comfort zone and get into my learning zone? So look for opportunities to do that, and it could be reading a new book, subscribing to a business magazine, reaching out to somebody in your network through LinkedIn who you haven't connected with before, seeking out a mentor, finding a coach. Just trying things that are different, that are new, that forces you to do something that's a little bit uncomfortable. And I can guarantee you, when you do that, you'll set the example for your team, which will be easier for them to do exactly the same thing. So I trust that message resonates. Look for opportunities where you can break outside of your comfort zone, still operate within your zone of genius, but look for where you can go into the learning zone and therefore the growth zone. And if I can help you, I'd love to have a conversation. Jump on my calendar, go to leadwithdarren.com, find a time there, and we'll have a chat. And if we haven't connected on LinkedIn, love to connect with you. Just send me a LinkedIn request and I'll be sure to accept that. So until next time, continue to, first of all, operate within your zone of genius, But more importantly, look at how you can step outside of your comfort zone, do things a little bit more unfamiliar, start to learn new things, and above all, start to grow into new areas and new experiences. And that will give you the platform to become exceptional. You guys have a great week.